next week. Never let a crisis go without utilizing it. Isn't that what Rahm Emanuel said? Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. I urge you to get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints. Talks about this world of deception, just as Jesus, Paul, and the Apostle Peter talked about. You need to understand it, friends. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for our home country.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge...
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And we're going to be talking about what's happening financially and, oh, lots of other things. And, of course, we always invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And so, hi, Bob. How are we doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good.
Now, we're going to give you next Monday off. It's Memorial Day in Sydney. We're going to take the day off. And I do hope our listeners will remember World War One. That's what it was really all about. A totally senseless war where, of course, America had no business going into it. We were gotten into it by propaganda. We were manipulated into it, as we have been manipulated into every war and the upcoming war. We're going to war with Iran, ladies and gentlemen, whether you know it or not, whether you want it or not. Certainly everything points the direction we're going to war with Iran, but they can't tell the American people that. They're going to come up with an excuse of one sort or another, and more American boys are going to die needlessly. And I hope you'll think about that on Memorial Day. There were over, 125,000 American boys who died in World War One for no reason at all. And over 70 million people were killed or injured in that senseless war that was fought to make the world safe for democracy and the war to end all wars. Well, we're not going to do that. We want to hear what Bob Chapman has to say. Don't get me wound up. But, Bob, you get next Monday off.
Well, thank you very much. I guess I can use the day off.
All right. Well, I appreciate your being so faithful and with us. Tell us your take on what's happening. Is the economy getting better? What's happening to those green shoots? And certainly what's going on as far as Europe is concerned? Are we really out of the woods now? They've come up with $1 trillion, you know, for Greece and the other countries?
Well, I went looking for those green shoots, and all I could find was poison ivy.
Well said.
Anyway.
Well said. I like that.
But anyway, what's going on in Europe? Well, we had a bank in Spain go under over the course of the weekend, and the Bank of Spain took it over. What is very unique was that the management didn't want to leave. They wanted to stay, and they had to be escorted out. And those people are an order of Catholic priests who I guess didn't want to take responsibility of the problem they had. But anyway, that could have been the beginning of problems for Spain as well, so we'll wait and see. As we all know, Greece has their problems. They're not really resolved yet, even though money's been allocated, and the president, Bilderberger, Mr. Papandreou, seems to think everything's going to be okay, and I don't think that's going to be the case. And I got a letter here a couple of hours ago from a subscriber in Turkey who said he saw me or saw my presentation on television in Greece. And he was surprised. He said, the woman who interviewed me sounded like she was scared to death because of what I was saying. But be as it may, the truth is what it is, and people in Greece are going to find out just like everybody else has to find out.
Well, of course, the thing is that Greece is a welfare state. Everybody that you can retire at a very young age, 61 or something like that, and of course you get, you know, all these wonderful welfare benefits. The trouble is, the problem with all of these things is pretty soon you run out of other people's money to spend, and then what do? When the whole system begins to come down, we'll be right back in a moment. And that was Margaret Thatcher's remark, you know, what's the only thing wrong with socialism is sooner or later you run out of spending other people's money. So this is happening here. America is totally bankrupt. Social Security is bankrupt. Medicare is bankrupt. The FDIC is bankrupt. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are bankrupt. And I'm sure you could probably give us a lot more of the alphabetic soup agencies that are underwater at the present time. But they can't let the American people know that the whole scheme is a fraud.
You're absolutely correct. And in California, you don't have to wait until you're 61. You can retire at 51.
That is if you're a government employee.
A state employee.
A police department, fire department, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the trouble is that those pension funds are all underwater, and some of them are soon going to be just totally drowned. There'll be no way possible to pay all those fancy pensions and fancy benefits that they promised everybody. You can't promise everybody everything, there's just not enough money to go around.
No, and that's what's been going on for years. In fact, I did a study, which I put in the forecaster, that showed the benefits for public employee versus private are probably about a third higher. And, you know, back in the 40s and 50s, people took government jobs because it was safe and they expected to get paid less, and the pensions weren't large. And those are the kind of jobs that were taken by people who couldn't find work elsewhere. And so it's just the opposite today. I mean, the federal system is absolute insanity, and it'll come to an end. They all have to. The public's just not going to support it anymore.
All right, well, certainly California's in real trouble. How many of our states do you think are on the verge of bankruptcy? I mean, we're talking about states that are just going to have dramatic cuts back on every aspect of welfare, health, education. Are they going to have to cut back on the number of employees? Are they going to have to cut back on the money that they've been giving to the counties and the cities? I mean, certainly here in California, we have at least $20 billion. Some people say a $40 billion shortfall on an $80 billion budget. That's really pretty drastic.
It certainly is. And the revenues have fallen. And I don't know how they're going to make it any better other than doing the cutting that you talked about, which includes cutting the pension payout. And as you noticed last week, the top.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bob Chapin. Well, Dr. Stan, Bob Chapin was just talking about last week, and then what about last week?
CalPERS asked the state for money.
Now, that's the California Public Employees basically a retirement fund, CalPERS. Right, go ahead.
Yeah, well, they said that they had a lot of illiquid investments, but I really don't believe that. I mean, they got stocks that could liquidate it. They just didn't want to sell them. And so they asked the state to give them money. They said, you got to be kidding me. We don't have any money.
In fact, we're having
to go on all over the country.
Sure. Well, of course, the state government's having to borrow money from the federal government to pay its unemployment benefits. We owe them about $6 billion. And what are we going to do now this year? You know, are the federal government going to give us more money so we can keep the unemployment going? Or are they eventually going to have to cut it off and force the people, you know, out of unemployment? But certainly we've got 40 million Americans living on food stamps today. That's, what, about one in every eight people, something like that.
Yes, that's correct. That would be about 12.5%. And that is a substantial amount of people. A lot of children are on those stamps as well. And they don't pay a lot of money. I mean, what does it go, up to $400 a month or something like that?
I really don't know. I haven't got to that point yet, although it may not be long. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Of course, we don't collect it, so we don't know. But I don't think that they'll be able to continue paying what they're paying to people, and it's going to break down. Social services will break down, and that's one of the things that the illegal aliens use extensively. You get one-third of the people in the state that don't pay any taxes. I saw this coming back in 1994. And that's why I left California. I said, I sold my home in Malibu. I said, it's not going to work. And it finally has come to a place where it can't work. It won't work.
Well, here in California, it's estimated, you know, that we have about, it costs about $10 billion a year to take care of the illegal aliens. What we do is we subsidize their college education. I mean, they get housing benefits, they get health benefits, they get food stamps, they can get anything they want to. They get all the benefits of everybody else, and they simply do not pay taxes, unless, of course, they have a regular job, and then they pay into Social Security. But don't you feel bad about that, because we have an arrangement where even those people are using either fraudulent or false somebody else's Social Security number, we're setting aside a fund for them so when they retire and go back to Mexico, we will pay that out of Social Security. Only trouble is there isn't any money in Social Security. It's all spent. So those poor people paying in, those poor Mexicans, illegal immigrants paying into Social Security now, are in for a surprise, because when they retire, they're not going to have any fund, because there's not going to be a fund for them or for the American people. It's all going down the tubes because Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. And just like with Bernie Madoff, the time came of truth. And, of course, when you weren't getting enough money to cover the money going out, why, of course, then you had to come up with another alternative. So what's going to happen next, Bob? Certainly one of the things you mentioned in your latest newsletter, which I read with great interest, was something out of the Debka file about Sydney preparing for war with Iran. What was that all about?
Well, they have two aircraft carriers off of Madagascar, and they're also shipping cluster bombs, not cluster bombs.
They call the
bombs that blow up,
right,
things that are under the ground.
Right. They call them bunker buster bombs.
Bunker busters.
Right. And apparently they're going to have about four carrier groups in the Arabian Sea or the Persian Gulf by late July or early August. That's in preparation for the war, but that they can't tell the American people about.
I think this time they're getting ready. And I think that there'll be a large loss of life because the Iranians have the latest Russian equipment, and they're not only going to be using missiles against Israel, but also other, quote, nations in the Middle East that are friendly to the United States and Israel.
Well, my concern is they're going to take out one of our aircraft carriers and kill a few thousand Americans to rally the American people behind our fearless leaders, Barack Obama. That'll be good for the Democrats going into the November election. Great timing, and I don't think they're in the least bit concerned about the lives of the American boys who are going to be lost. As Henry Kissinger, who is really running the Obama administration, according to General James Jones, as Henry Kissinger said, American servicemen are simply stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy uses. That comes from the final days by Woodward and Bernstein, I think page 96. But if you want the exact page, I can get it for you, send you a copy. I don't have to send you a copy. I know, Bob, you know that. But the attitude of the elite who are really running our country, and Henry Kissinger's running the Obama administration, according to General James Jones. Anybody who wants to verify that, we have an article out from the Council on Foreign Relations that talks about that. And, of course, Henry Kissinger really isn't too concerned about all the boys are going to be killed, but I'm sure he'd like to keep Obama in power. Go right ahead.
Well, you're right about Kissinger running things, and and the big new Brzezinski has his hand in there as well. And it doesn't matter which administration. They're both members of the CFR and Trilats, as well as the Bilderberger Group. And they've been key planning people for many years. And so they continue to plan these wars. And so it's coming. You're right. And we might even have North Korea involved with us. And, you know, a question arises, how many terrorists do they really have, people from the Middle East, in the United States, like Iran? And what kind of a of damage can they do inside the United States? It could be pretty bad, you know, that these people have been coming over the border for the past 20 years. And so they're very well ensconced in the United States. And we don't exactly know who's going to do what or who they are.
But, Bob, we don't even need them. In our federal prisons, they allow these imams come in from Saudi Arabia to teach this radical form of Islam, to, you know, recruit the black prisoners there. And, of course, they get special privileges if they convert to Islam, special good food, and they can pray five times a day, and lots of privileges if you become a Muslim. And then, of course, after you leave prison, you know, this according to Paul Williams, who's going to be our guest at our October 17th conference. According to Paul Williams' wife, of course, when these criminals, these felons, these black felons who have been trained in this radical form of Islam leave prison, they're given a new suit, $10, and a one-way trip to one of the Muslim terrorist training camps in this country where they're allowed to train with automatic weapons. These are felons. And this is done with the full knowledge and support of both the FBI and the CIA. And not one American in 100,000 has ever heard that story. But if anybody wants to get my interviews with Paul Williams, who's actually been to those camps, been driven out of them, and on many occasions chased out of them for fear of his life, why, it's an amazing story. And how could you conceal something like that? So we don't need the open borders. I mean, we're training them right here in our prisons with our own tax money.
Well, what I meant to say was that people from those countries are coming and have been coming illegally into the United States, and I'm sure that these are among the people who train the people that you're describing.
I'm sure you're right. I'm sure that they're getting us from all sides, and the average American doesn't ever ask, gee, if it's really a war on terrorism, why have we ever already completed the wall down there that Congress authorized in 2006? Why didn't we ever try to stop the terrorists from coming into this country? And who knows, maybe this will all come to a climax later this year or next year. But something big is in the offering, my concern. And the only way they're going to be able to justify the collapse of our currency, well, we can blame it on Ahmadinejad or something like that. What do you think?
I think you're right. And to go along with all of the unemployment, which will be higher, the loss of benefits, the confusion, the social chaos, and they'll start a draft if they have another war. And they'll just haul all these people off cannon fodder. And that's where they'll go, and that'll solve that problem. As you can see from the antics of Mr. Calderon, they don't want him back in Mexico. It's been like an escape valve for them. Altogether, 30 million people, of which probably 15 million of them are adults.
Well, of course, the other thing is, of course, that certainly a war with a draft would solve a lot of our unemployment problems. All these young men would simply be taken into the military and sent off to fight and die needlessly over there in the Middle East.
Well, that's what's going on with people who have joined in the new professional army, and if they survive, they get citizenship, and so that's why many of them do it. A lot of them, too, don't have jobs. I say, well, let me give that a shot, and it doesn't work out very well for them. So that's the direction we're headed in. We have known for a long time that this is coming, but it's getting much, much closer now. And that's because the financial situation is so bad now in Europe as it is in England and the United States. And so here's the big distraction. And they pull people away and draft them. And everybody's more worried about whether their children are going to come home as to whether they're going to be able to eat.
Well, I think we're in for difficult problems. I really hope that that report from DEBCA of files is not correct, but it's in the last international forecaster. I'm sure you can pull it down on the Internet. It's about there are going to be four carrier groups over there in the Arabian Sea and the Gulf, supposedly by August. Well, go right ahead, Bob.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Richard Russell, who has certainly been around since the beginning of time, and maybe even a little bit before that, Richard Russell put out a directive telling everybody to get out of the stock market and get out now. Well, what did you think of that, and do you think maybe he was a little premature?
Well, it's hard to tell how premature he is, but coming from him, it was shocking, because he sort of hung around the middle all through the last 45 years or so that I've known him. And he's never been pro-gold. And now he's telling everybody to buy just gold and silver-related assets and to get out of the market and to get yourself in a safe place. And he's never talked like that before.
Well, I think
he's talking about the Dow going to 1,000. I thought Joe Granville, Dave Tice, and I were conservative and saying 28 to 3,200 if you're lucky. And that's where we're headed.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And then, of course, Mr. Kaplan, apparently he's a multi-billionaire, he has a hedge fund, he's made a lot of money, and he just announced a couple of days ago that he's taking all of his money from his hedge fund and he's putting it into gold and gold-related materials, because basically he says there's nothing else you can invest in that's safe, you know, and certainly the stock market isn't safe, and but gold, whatever happens, gold is going to be safe one way or the other. So certainly what you need is just a couple of big players coming into the market with a thin market, and you can drive that price of gold right through the roof, can't you?
You sure can. And, you know, they demonstrated on May 6th, They can really, on the short term, do anything they want with the market. They took it down 1,000 points in 15 minutes, and then they took it back up again to scare the Senate into doing what they wanted legislation-wise. And now we have this other correction, which started, I guess, 8 or 10 days ago, and that one's very weak. We're just above 10,000, which means we're off 1,200 Dow points, which is, I don't know, 10 or 12%. And I quite frankly don't think there's anything in the way to stop the move on the way down.
Well, but, I mean, we saw that. I mean, there was, I think, very shortly after that 1,000-point down. Why? Because it was down 300 points in one day. And then the last 15 minutes, it suddenly came up, actually closed 100 points up. In other words, somebody is manipulating the stock market. It's so obvious. In the last few minutes of the stock exchange, you don't come from down 300 up to plus 100 unless somebody's rigging the whole system.
I've been talking about it since 1988, and up until recently, with the exception of a couple of people, nobody believed me.
Well, they really don't like to believe that that everything is illusion and delusion, but all people have to do if they challenge you is go up on the Internet and look up the working group on financial markets, the working group on financial markets, or the plunge protection team, to find out that this is perfectly legitimate. You manipulate the stock market to make the suckers, I mean, make the common people feel better. And, of course, it's really, they control our reality with the news on the stock market and the news from other things. You know, they're trying to frighten us to death about this oil spill. If I ever saw anything that was as phony as this oil spill, don't tell me they couldn't have stopped this a long time ago. They just want to stop offshore oil drilling, but American offshore drilling. You're not hearing any call about China stopping offshore drilling. You're not hearing anyone talk about Russia stopping offshore drilling. It's just the United States. I wonder why that is, Bob. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Let's get your take on this oil, a leak down there from the floor of the Gulf, and they just can't figure out what to do. Multi-billion-dollar company have no idea how to handle it. What are your thoughts, Bob?
Well, I think it's another false flag operation.
I do, too, and I think it's about time the American people understood. I mean, why, it's been a month that this thing's been going on. You mean to tell me that they couldn't pour some cement down that hole? Of course they could pour it down the hole. They've even got another pipe in there, and they could pump things in, but they're not doing it. The question is, why? Well, they're going to get around one of these days. They're pumping in the mud, they call it, the heavy fluid there that's going to keep the oil from coming out. One of these days, maybe next week or the week after that or the week after that, and we're going to pour in all of this detergent, destroy the ecology of the Gulf, something that's so poisonous you couldn't use it in Great Britain, but British Petroleum can use it in our Gulf. What's wrong with this picture? Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Chapman, and let's go to Herman, who's calling us from Carmel. Hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Very well. This morning on the Cutting Edge website, there was a link to a story that the bottom of the seafloor where the oil leak is coming has collapsed, making the hole much bigger. Now, have you heard that, Bob?
No, I have not.
I've heard some things about that, but I really think that they're feeding us a lot of false information. I don't know, Herman. I've heard the story, but I don't know how much credence to give to that or anything else we hear. All I know is that day after day after day after day, we see these pictures of the oil billowing up from the floor of the Gulf there. The floor of the ocean, and it's sort of like the Twin Towers. We saw those pictures over and over and over again of the plane hitting the South Tower and the smoke billowing out, and then the buildings coming down. They play that over and over again to burn the reality into our minds. We're being manipulated, Herman, and we're not getting the truth. Anything else you want to say?
Well, one of the other things they mentioned is that this oil field and gas field is one of the largest ever discovered that it has not been reported as such to the American people. And if it were, Americans might begin to ask, why are we spilling our sons and daughters' blood in the Middle East when we have oil available and natural gas, clean and burning, right here within our own territory?
Good question.
Good question.
And Herman, we have more oil and natural gas and coal here in the United States than any other country in the world. I mean, only China can equal our coal deposits, but when you go into Colorado, when you go into the Bakken deposits, our offshore oil, our Gulf, and then, of course, we have all sorts of oil up there in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve, but we can't drill for that because their flower is there about 2 weeks a year, and the reindeer, what will we do about the reindeer? And it's all a fraud. I mean, we've got massive deposits off the north slope of Alaska, but everything is going to be done to discourage offshore oil drilling. That's what this whole thing is about, and I'm sure you recognize that.
Well, when Three Mile Island occurred, which actually didn't cause a huge problem like Chernobyl did in Russia many years later, but Three Mile Island spelled the death knell for the nuclear industry within the United States.
And just as this is going to be the death knell for offshore oil drilling, hold on there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. We have Herman on the line from Carmel. But before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get a sample copy of the the International Forecaster, and then get to your email and tell them why they ought to subscribe to your news magazine and your newsletter. I think it's probably one of the finest newsletters that I get. You go ahead.
Well, the International Forecast is about business, finance, economics, social and political issues all over the world. It's published on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 40 pages each time. And we also have a hard copy for those people who are not on the Internet that goes out twice a month. But if you'd like a current copy, you just go to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can also email us, and we answer everyone's questions. And that address is bob@intforecaster.com, bob@intforecaster.com. You can also call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188, and get your copy of a publication that presents each week everything that you need to know.
Okay, fine. Anything else you wanted to say, Herman?
No, that's it. Thank you for being our guest, Bob, and it really helps us to stay in touch.
Thanks so much. And let's go now to Tom, who's calling us from New York, and our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Tom, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have both, Doctor. Forgive me if this question was already answered. I've only been listening about 10, 15 minutes. I have yet to hear an explanation as to why and how the rig exploded.
Well, they have all sorts of explanations. Bob, would you like to address that?
I didn't get the whole
question. He wanted to know how and why the rig exploded, the oil rig down there in the Gulf.
There is no explanation that I've been given.
Okay. All right.
They have all sorts of explanations, Tom, but the question is, are they real? Supposedly what happened was everything was all finished. They actually had the cement plugs down. They were getting ready to finish, and they were just doing the final work on this thing. But, of course, the people who ran the rig wanted to use standard safety measures. The people from BP wanted to hurry it along, and supposedly somehow that allowed some methane gas to come up, and the methane gas somehow exploded, and that's what blew up the rig. That is the official story. Remember, the official story probably has nothing to do with what really happens, because they're molding our reality. They're creating our beliefs, but that doesn't mean it's true at all. But go ahead.
Right, yes. Well, then it does prove my point. I smelled a rat, not as of day one, but maybe 2, 3, 4, with all the information. Never on the news did they say why it blew up, how it blew up. All I ever heard was, it blew up. Since when do things just blow up, Doctor?
Well, we may never know the real story of what this is going on, but you can be sure that this is being utilized to stop offshore oil drilling. When you understand that, all the rest of the details are just simply fillers. Anything else?
Yeah. Not really. I've heard that Halliburton was involved.
Yes,
in
they were the ones who supposedly put down the cement plug that didn't work. And they supposedly put down a couple of them didn't work, but remember, they're very, very close to our good friend Dick Cheney.
That's what I was thinking. Well, that's what I've heard. Dick Cheney and George W. Bush may be directly or indirectly implicated in this.
We can't say that. All we can just say is that Halliburton, certainly when Dick Cheney left his position in the government, I believe under the Bush administration, he immediately went to become the CEO of Halliburton, and then he left CEO of Halliburton to become Vice President of the United States. And, of course, Halliburton kept paying him a large salary even when he was the Vice President. I think they call it delayed payment, whatever that means. Some people might call it bribes, but then, of course, Halliburton was getting all sorts of very large contracts from the government under one guise or another, even contracts to build detention camps here in the United States through one of their subsidiaries, Kellogg, Brown, and Root, I think it was. Anyway, anything else you'd like to say?
No, Doctor.
Okay, fine, then we'll let you go, and thank you so much for calling, and just keep on listening. Get the rest of the people up there in New York listening, will you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go to Joe. Do you have a question for our guest?
I have a question for you, Dr. Stan, and maybe Bob Marshall might want to also weigh in on this question. I just heard you talk about the Twin Towers coming down, and for the longest time, I've always heard just watch building number 7, and if that isn't a prescribed demolition, I don't know what is. But my question is this. Why would they bring down building number 7? What was that building so important that they had to bring it down?
Do you have any thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, I don't think it had any other significance other than they were preset charges. And when they wanted to take it down, they just took it down.
I think that the explosives were in there. I can tell you the theories. I don't know if they're true or not. The theory was that the plane that went down to Shanksville was supposed to hit building number 7. And when it didn't, then they had to get the building down one way or another because they couldn't leave all those explosive charges in there. And that's why they brought it down that evening, supposedly because the fire had weakened the structure. And it just then it came down, just looked like a controlled demolition. Well, we do not know. Maybe someday we will. Okay?
Well, there had to be some kind of a purpose behind building number seven coming down.
I'm sure there was. People, maybe they wanted to see how gullible we were.
No. Those guys that flew those airplanes knew exactly where they were headed and what buildings they were headed for. But why building number 7 came down, that's a puzzle that I wish.
All right, I do not know the answer. That's the only answer I've ever heard, and I'm not sure it's accurate. Anyway, God bless, and thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Celia calling from Washington. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Celia. How are you doing?
All right. How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing fine. What part of Washington are you calling from?
Well, actually, right now I'm in Plymouth, Washington.
All right, fine. Well, go ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, well, I had a comment. You know, the day they picked up, this is about that oil rig. The day they picked up the platform off the bottom, ocean bottom, I was in a truck stop, and I was paying for my fuel, and this other driver came in really angry. And he said early that morning, real early that morning, he was watching TV and or listening to a newscast of some kind, okay? I didn't get to ask him anything else, but he said that he was mad because nothing had been on the news all day long about that, how that happened, except for that early that morning, he had heard that a North Korean mini-sub was found underneath the platform down on ocean bottom.
I've heard that story, and I think that's frank disinformation. They're putting out a lot, so much information, just to confuse us, Celia. They do this sort of thing all the time.
I think there's a cover-up of some kind.
I'm sure there is, and that's my impression of that story. I've heard it, and I think it is as phony as a $3 bill. What do you think, Bob?
Yes, I never heard it.
Bob, what do you think?
That's the only place. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, thanks very much, Celia. And we've got a Rod calling from Michigan, but we really want to get back onto the subject of finances, because that's why we've got Bob Chapman here. Rod, do you have a question having to do with finance?
Well, actually, Dr. Sin, I just want to make a comment about building number 7. They say that all supercomputers that contain all the financial records of the United States was in that building. That's the reason why they had the demolition.
Maybe it is. Maybe somebody will come forward sometime, but I'll tell you what, if they tried to come forward and tell the truth, they'd probably kill them. Okay?
Right. Have a good day.
God bless. Okay. Well, Bob, certainly as we see what's happening here in the United States, and certainly the job market isn't improving, it looks to me as I read your newsletter that more and more manufacturers are laying off jobs. Has there been any increase at all in manufacturing with all these couple of trillion dollars they poured into the economy?
Well, there are some increases, there's no question. But, you know, how long are they going to last? The number of unemployed that was growing is growing less than it was before. But in the last few weeks, it looks like it's turned to go back down again. And they can't control that U6 figure. And
now, you're talking about the U6 unemployment in contrast to the U2 unemployment, right?
Yeah, the one that we get in the newspapers and on TV is U3, and a combination of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is 6. And their figure is 17 1/8%, and if you withdraw the birth-death ratio, you come up with 22 3/8%. And that's where it is right now. And I think it's going to continue to worsen because companies aren't hiring. Hiring people is the most expensive thing that they do. So what they try to do is keep their costs down so their bottom line will make Wall Street and investors happy. And so I don't see any large amounts of people going to be hired to go back to work. And then we still have offshore, the free trade globalization, offshoring and outsourcing, which continues to suck jobs out of the United States just like it does out of England and in Europe. And that's never going to let up anytime soon unless we institute tariffs on goods and services.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest is Bob Chapin. Well, Bob, what is happening in China? Certainly, I mean, here is the second largest economy in the world, really totally financed, or in large part financed, with loans from the IMF and the World Bank and the international, the American corporations and the East Asian Development Bank and certainly the American, major American financiers. In fact, the miracle of China is largely made in America. But we hear that they're having some problems with their economy, that they've really expanded too fast, or they're having to go ahead and actually raise their interest rates, raise the reserve requirements so the banks can't lend as much money. And what impact is that going to have on the Chinese economy? And if the Chinese economy begins to contract, what impact will that have on the economy of the remainder of the world?
Well, up through February, over the past year, they had spent $1.7 trillion that they created out of thin air. And that money, unfortunately, did not go into creating jobs. It went into speculating in real estate in the stock market. And the stock market's been coming down since October. We predicted it in September. And we think it's got a long way to go. Further to the downside. And we believe that the attempts by China are the same that we used by Japan and the United States that didn't work. And now today they're talking about taking their surplus cash and lending it. And my guess is what they'll probably do is lend countries treasury bills to collateralize their debt. And that's what I think the next step is, because China's being told, look, you know, you've got to participate in this because you have a big stake in it. And so that's what they're going to do, and I think they're going to destroy themselves.
Well, now, are they buying corporations here in the United States? Are they buying up, you know, mines or businesses throughout the world with these massive reserves that they've accumulated?
Well, they certainly are. And that probably won't stop because most of the things that they've been buying have been oriented toward commodities, and they want a continual stream coming in, everything from oil to copper. And so that's going to continue, whether it'll be on the scale that we've seen just previously, remains to be seen. I think it's going to slow down.
Well, do you think that this is the Chinese economy begins to slow down, it'll impact on the economy of the rest of the world?
Well, it certainly will. And, you know, unemployment at 40 or 50 million in China is unacceptable because it'll lead to revolution. And that's why I think they're going to be included in the war that's being conjured up here. And I think North Korea is the entry point for that. And so I think they're well on their way. Probably by the fall, they'll have us involved in another war.
Well, of course, what frightens me is we've got all those boys stationed over there in South Korea. Why are we keeping them there? I think to be slaughtered in the coming war that's going to come, and I think you're probably right. I think that a lot of this propaganda, you know, all the North Koreans torpedoed this South Korean ship. What do we know? All we know is what we're told. Could they have created a false flag incident to justify another war the way they justified the first Korean War by telling North Korea that if they invaded South Korea, and they told them this in 1949, and you know, that if you invade South Korea, why, we will not come to their aid. I mean, we consider South Korea outside our defense perimeter, and if they see us attack, we will not defend her. And so the North Koreans attacked, and lo and behold, we defended her. And that war was totally senseless. It was a no-win war. Are we going to end another no-win war? I think we got 40, 50,000 American troops, I think 40,000 American troops there, stationed in South Korea, waiting to be killed. Let's go to Chris, who is calling us from Michigan. Hi, Chris. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, I was just the oil rig explosion. I had heard that when they had, I don't know if it was like some kind of conference to find out about, you know, with the CEOs of that BP oil rig, but I remember them saying something like they weren't able to find the data recorder or any of the log books.
Yeah, maybe with the black boxes from the planes that crashed into the Twin Towers. Go ahead. Anything else, Chris?
Oh, no, it was just pretty much it right there.
Well, but basically, what they're going to do is give us a lot of false information. How do we get the right information? Well, it's very difficult unless somebody on the inside comes forward and tells the truth. All we can do with his conjecture based upon what we know they've done in the past. But we know they lied about the black boxes and the Twin Towers and the black boxes and the planes because people actually saw them get out the black boxes. And what do we know about the oil rig? Well, they tell us, gee, we've lost all that information, have no idea how it happened, and I don't believe that for 1 minute, and I don't believe for 1 minute that they don't know exactly what to do. They just want to stop offshore drilling. We'll be right back with Bob Chapin. Bob, we've got 3 minutes to go. I'm not going to let you get away like you did this afternoon, and I actually had to just talk for 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, I think people are going to watch the market real close.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products.
Freeze drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
By chance of Richard Russell, who's certainly one of the deans of everything going on, been around ever since I have. In fact, when I got started some 45 years ago, Richard Russell was an old man. So he must be a lot older than I am right now. But he's saying, get out, get out, get out. The only stocks you want to have are gold and silver stocks. But get out of the market, get your money invested in gold and silver, and prepare for the very difficult times. I think that's pretty good send a recommendation. We do have an excellent talk. It's called The Financial Armageddon, and it comes with a syllabus about two years ago, but a year and a half ago. Basically, it goes into the background of how they created this whole financial collapse. It was all created, didn't happen by accident. It was intentionally and purposely created. And then, of course, you hope that you want to get our talk on the financial tsunami. That was about 5 years ago, but we anticipated what's happening today. And it comes with a syllabus that helps you to understand all of the various things that we talk about. And then, of course, we have the excellent DVD by Pat Wood on the Trilateral Commission because, of course, they are in total control of everything going on. They control the Obama administration. All the key positions in the Obama administration are held by the members of the Trilateral Commission, and the other positions are held by members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And we have a little cabal that controls our government and makes mockery out of representative government. Their goal, of course, is to bring about a one-world government, to transfer the wealth and the jobs of the American people overseas, and the fulfillment of the Earth Charter, point 10A of the Earth Charter. And if you haven't read it, shame on you. You need to get the Earth Charter. You can find it on the Internet. If you can't find it, why, of course, we'll be glad to send you a copy free of charge if you get anything else from us. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. You need, of course, to get the three DVD series on the secret mystery of America's beginning, because it'll take you into the secret societies and their influence on American history. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And certainly, then, of course, we want to remind you about the all-day conference, Radio Liberty Conference, on the 17th of October. We're going to have some great speakers coming and hope you can be there. You can call our 800 number now and make your reservations. And of course, you want to get your hotel reservations. If you have people coming from all across America, why, we've reserved a block of rooms at the Seacliff Inn. And then, of course, the Conspiracy Conference, the 5th and 6th of June, and the telephone number for that is 925-449-6844. That's the Conspiracy Conference, and the telephone number is 925-449-6844. And, or you can go up on the Internet to conspiracycon.com. conspiracycon.com. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. We have all sorts of great books there. We have, of course, the book on going into the Franklin scandal. And, of course, that was the pedophile ring operating out of Boys Town that extended right into the White House. And, of course, it's a fascinating story. There is no major mainline publisher who would publish the book, which published